Bobby Bradley isn't afraid to admit he's made mistakes in his life.
I was headed down a bad road.
After working a good job at Eli Lilly for 13 years, he was laid off.
And pretty much after that is when I got in trouble.
He turned to drugs, first using them, but then he started selling them. Police caught him dealing cocaine and he was arrested. He was looking at up to 20 years in state prison. The Wabash Correctional Facility is one of the places Bradley could have been sent. It is a maximum security state prison located in Sullivan County. Hardened criminals, some serving time for murder, are locked up here. But in a wing off the main building, Department of Corrections spokesman Rich Larson is standing in a separate housing unit where prisoners who've shown good behavior get to go for counseling and activities such as sewing. The idea is inmates can learn patience and compassion by creating patchwork quilts and giving them to veterans organizations.
It's not Shangri-La, and we aren't going to be able to help every single offender housed here, but we do have the tools here. So if they want to change their lifestyle, we've got the means and the staff to help them make those changes.
But the programming is expensive, and recidivism rates are still high. When the General Assembly retooled the criminal felony guidelines, lawmakers attempted to curtail future spending projects like construction of more prisons.
Department of Corrections is a large budget item. It's been about $550 million a year on the operating side, which is about 5% of the overall budget.
Senate Budget Chairman Luke Kinley challenged lawmakers to create legislation that would keep more offenders in local treatment programs. Kinley says he hopes money saved by the Department of Corrections can be transferred to local governments, but so far no action has been taken. There is a fear that local programs won't be able to handle the large influx of people seeking treatment as judges use new sentencing guidelines to deal with offenders. Bill Watson runs the Vigo County Community Corrections Center where Bobby Bradley was eventually sentenced. It is part treatment facility, part jail. The center administers treatment programs, counseling, remote monitoring of offenders through GPS tracking, as well as a secured work release center. Watson expects to see more people diverted from the Department of Corrections to his facility.
You know, I think with anything, there's a cost associated with it, and that's going to come back to dollars. What can be provided to help with that? The counties can't absorb all that. There's just no way.
Those sentenced to the work release facility are here on condition of their employment. They are allowed to live, work, and interact with the community for part of the day in an attempt to reintegrate into society. Inmates pay $91 a week to stay at the facility. They also pay for all of their food, toiletries, and laundry.
You're paying for your own incarceration, but you're also, in a way, being a productive member of society because you're paying taxes and you're not taking the state's money to house you. You know, you're paying your own way.
Which means while community corrections programs are the least costly to the state and most effective at combating recidivism, they're also the hardest programs for impoverished offenders to get into.
I actually received Jesus Christ into my life, and that was one of the big things that was good for me because I was still able to be a part of the community and go to church service, and plus my family could come and visit me. You know, I wasn't like an hour, two, 3 hours away where they would have to travel to come and see me. You know, I'm right here in town.
Bradley now believes he's headed down the right road. After spending 3 years in the work release facility, Bradley kept his job and sought another degree from Ivy Tech in computers. He graduates next week and hopes to someday work in the field of information security. For WFIU News, I'm Jimmy Jenkins.